On an evening in 1935, in the living room of a house in Baltimore, a man and a woman, perhaps husband and wife, are sitting at a small table facing each other. On the table is what appears to be a flat, 2-foot square of cardboard. Printed on it are the letters of the alphabet in a semicircle, and inside the semicircle, the words yes, no, and goodbye. Also, the numbers from 1 to 10. Suddenly, the woman leans over close to the board and, head down, whispers to it, "Mother, mother, can you hear me? Are you all right?" Is this woman demented, asking a printed 2-foot square of cardboard if her mother is all right? But she is only doing what thousands of Baltimoreans were doing in the 1930s. She is asking the Ouija board to connect her to a relative or friend long dead. The Ouija board was invented in Baltimore by the Joseph Fould family, and though millions of the boards were in use all over the country, surely more were in Baltimore than any other city. The Foulds insisted Ouija was for amusement only, though believers appear to be serious about the board's power to solve problems by communicating with spirits from another world. In 1923, a Mrs. John Curran said she began to receive poems through the Ouija board, and they were good enough to get published, and were. A girl in New York claimed to converse nightly with movie star Rudolph Valentino. In Cumberland, Maryland, the Ouija told a man that his wife no longer loved him, so he asked her if she did. She said the Ouija board was right. They got divorced. The Fould family produced the boards in modest facilities on Charles Street and then moved out of town because they said they were besieged with so many requests for assurances that the Ouija board actually worked. To these worriers, wary of its power, the Foulds advised, try prayer.